the Gentleman's Review.
Hello, cunts, and welcome to episode 54 of the Soft Lad Opinion Show. Yay! Banging it loud on your eardrums.
Woohoo! Get off my ship.
How are you two chappies, then?
I'm really happy this week.
Why is that?
Because I've been turned into a girl.
Have you?
Yes. I've got girl's boobs, girl's pants, and a girl's penis.
Wow, that's good. Oh, is it all pink, then? Is that how you know it's a girl's penis?
It's a girl's penis because it's all pink. It's a lovely pink frilly penis.
Yeah.
It's all made of lace now.
Oh, it's delicious. That's really nice.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
Like a doily. A little acorn on it.
Oh, little pink acorn.
Yeah.
What about you, Tom? What have you been up to? Have you been turned into a girl this week?
I haven't been turned into a girl, no. I've turned my house into something completely different.
Ooh. Well, it's not a house.
Well, it is still a house, but I've moved two pieces of furniture around, and therefore it's just changed the place so much that it's like living in a completely different place. That is how exciting a week I've had.
Wow.
Mm.
Is it like living in a box? Living in a cardboard box?
Yeah, maybe.
If it was a very large box with lots of DVD shelves and a big telly, yes. Yeah. It would be exactly like that.
It's not my house.
It's disturbingly like your house. Yeah. Although it's more disturbingly like your old house.
Yes, I don't know why that is. It could be some sort of strange time and temporal problem.
Mm.
Like the doctor would sort out with one wave of his sonic penis.
Yeah.
That's also a spoiler for next episode.
I don't like the way it opens up at the end.
Ew.
It looks a bit too...
It looks a bit...
Mastery.
It's a bit too graspy.
Yeah, I'm going to say it looks like the Master's dildo, doesn't it?
Yeah. Anthony Ainley's black mamba. Do you
reckon is that the prostate tickler on the end?
Exterminate! Oh, no! Deadlocked.
Nasty.
Yeah, not that nasty, though. I've seen worse.
Yeah.
Mm.
I've seen a sonic...
You've done worse, in fairness.
Yeah. With myself, though, nobody else. I don't touch other people.
They won't let you.
Because they smell. Other people smell.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah.
I'm just turning into Kenneth Williams. He's got a wank under the duvet, not looking down.
I was on a bus behind someone smelly yesterday. It's manky. I would have moved, but I was a bit too lazy.
Yeah, well, it was me, though, wasn't it? And we're just having a conversation. It would have been really rude if you
Well, that's
away.
The thing. It's always a bit awkward when it's someone you're with.
Yeah.
And you go, look, you just... Let's play a game. We'll play a game of you sit there and I fuck off down the other end of the bus, you stinking cunt.
But I'm playing my own little game of buzzy pants.
Buzzy pants?
Yes, buzzy pants.
What?
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's a new internet game. If you think of buzzy pants or look at your buzzy pants, you've lost the buzzy pants.
Oh, right. And do you then have to put it on Twitter and Facebook and fucking text people and
generally
spam the crap out of people to tell them every time you've lost fuzzy pants, buzzy pants rather even.
Yeah, I also play fuzzy pants, that's a different game though.
Yeah.
It's less popular.
Yeah. Well, that's when you take your jeans off and roll around on the floor, and due to the unnatural stickiness of your pants, they end up all fuzzy.
Yeah, that's it. And then you have to project the news of that onto the moon.
Yeah. Wow.
With a laser.
Wow. Or at least that's what you said you were doing when you were outside pointing something skywards and the police caught you.
Hey, the police believed it.
Yeah.
They'll believe anything if you give them £5,000.
Yes, it's my squishy pink laser pointer, officer.
Not that I'm suggesting the police are corrupt in any way at all.
No.
But they will shoot you in the face unless you give them their protection money. Or council tax, as they call it.
That's a disgraceful police state, isn't it?
£70 a month they want.
And for what?
Yeah.
Cha.
They never come round. They never ring.
They never visit.
No, they never say, are you all right, Mr. Wolfenden?
Oh.
They never check my door. And there's never Bobby on the beat checking my door.
Wow, you've not just turned into a woman, you've turned into an old woman.
Yeah. Yeah, we all turn into our woman.
Hey, you never call, you never write.
Nope. I don't even call or write myself. Good.
But yeah, I mean, here's the acid test. What do you think of these new 5Ps?
They're just too small, you can't find them in your pocket.
Oh,
you're so close.
Oh, yeah.
You can't find them in your purse.
But you can stack 20 of them under your foreskin.
Oh, well, that's, yeah.
Just
Does that, do you just go for the plain stack? You don't go for the sort of armor plate type arrangement?
No, I tried that once. It didn't work.
So that's usually how you lure the young lads back with the promise of your Iron Man impression, isn't it?
It is.
Like armor plate in the end of your cot with five pinces.
I've grown the beard. I'm growing the Iron Man beard.
Mm. It's very natty.
Yes. It's a beard I've had ages, but it's now an Iron Man beard. Somebody pointed that out to me the other day. I've got an Iron Man beard. Probably a Ted Hughes one, though. It's going to eat a car.
You have a beard that makes you look like you're going to eat an automobile.
Yes. Look like I've come off Pimp My Ride. Pimp My Bride, yeah. That's a crap joke, and I wasn't going to make that joke, but my brain made it for me. It just went, he's going to say Pimp My Ride now, but I'm going to say Bride.
Mm.
I think I'll say Bride. It's more interesting. No, it's not brain. You're a cunt.
You beat me to it. I was going to call your brain a cunt. I'm going to call your brain a cunt anyway. Martin, your brain is a cunt.
Oh, one side of my face is going droopy.
Oh, dear. Has it gone on strike?
Yes. Well, you bastard! Well, wake up! It's come back again. That's all right. Oh,
you.
Oh, I got the strange taste of burning rubber.
Not Palmer Violets.
No, can't afford those. Burning rubber for me.
Or is it Palmer Violets that me and Tom will smell when you die and come back as a ghost?
Yeah, I think something like that.
I think that's it, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it always Palmer Violets?
Yes. Always.
Look on the bride. What's going on with my head today? I'm just... It's word association today. That's all it is. Pimp My Bride. Always look on the bright side of life. Oh, look, my penis is swollen up to the size of a cat. Dill's eating it. No more penis.
That's not word association, really, is it? That's just sort of drivelling nonsense.
Yeah.
I'm auditioning for Jack
Norrie. Really, it begs the question why you're so surprised at that.
I'm going to have a cum sweet.
We all have a cum sweet?
I'm already munching on a cum sweet.
Yeah, I love it. I love the Simpkins Glucose Chemist cum sweets.
I've got a green one. What have you got?
I've got I think it's, what colour is it?
Pale,
it's green.
Green.
Very pale green. Green. Pastel. No. Pastel green, even though they're not pastels, which is ironic, really.
Mine's white and minty. And so is my sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is another Sherpa Tinsling cum.
That was so shit, I'm going to throw the wrapper at you. There you go.
I'm going to throw mine at you.
By the time we finish this tin, should we find ourselves on the top of Everest? Is that the way it works?
I believe so, or at the very least, we should think we're at the top of Everest when we're actually just rolling around naked in a fever.
Yeah, they contain a cumulative thingy.
Oh, yeah.
Drug.
Yeah, drug. A cumulative drug.
Funny brain drug.
A funny brain drug.
I'd like a funny brain drug, please.
An addy up funny brain drug. That's what the Beatles were on when they made that album that time, the Funny Brain album.
Oh, right, yeah.
Mm. Which, if you play backwards...
Sounds like a perfectly normal album.
Yes, I'm going to say it sounds half decent, unlike the rest of their stuff.
I don't diss the Beatles.
Actually, if you play it backwards, it sounds like the Stones. Delicious cum. Shut it!
Oh, but people will miss it if it's not there.
No, I was pointing out to the chats before I came on air. I said this last time, somebody pointed out that we'd go on air. That I get sometimes too close to the microphone, so you actually hear me breathing in and out and wheezing. So that on occasion I'll be saying something like, and that's a good idea. And it does sound like I'm either coming at the end of what I'm saying.
Or just deflating slightly.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. Winkle.
I used to cut those out, but it took me 3 hours to cut down every podcast. I was cutting out every...
Still, at least it means if you ever get famous, then impressionists will have something very easy to hook onto for your impression.
Like Kevin Bishop. Hello, I'm Martin Wolfenden.
I'm Martin Wolfenden. Cock. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll be wearing some sort of weird wig.
And an Iron Man beard.
An Iron Man beard, yeah. And cock. An Iron Man bearded cock. Actually, that bearded cock sounds like a bird. Is it a bird?
Probably, yes.
It'll be a bird. I was watching a thing with Bill Oddie the other night, and he's become quite cheerful again.
Has he?
Mm.
Blimey. It's only been, what, 40 years since the last time, is it?
Yeah. I think it's because he's had a holiday from doing stuff on television, which he doesn't really like doing. He prefers just to stand in a field peering through binoculars at tits. Sponsored by Nipples and Pears.
Are we still sponsored by them this week?
Yep.
Do they send through the renewal payment?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's good.
How much do we get from them?
£1.25.
Well, that's not bad.
And some pears.
Yep. Nipples and pears.
If anybody out there wants to beat £1.25, then you could be our new sponsor.
Yeah.
Mm. I would suggest maybe going to £1.50.
Oh, talking about sponsors, I didn't say the intro today was sponsored by Nick Woolhouse and Vicky H.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Have they paid us money?
Not as such.
Well, fuck off then.
Yeah. They paid by writing it.
Oh, that's all right then. Yeah. That's nice. They wrote your intro.
Yeah.
They get people to write your intros now.
Well, you know, I've just got too big to write my own intros.
So, what too big or too lazy ass?
Is so, there a
knowing
difference?
You as I do, I'm trending towards the latter.
So, is everything else you said today being scripted by somebody? I mean, perhaps by God?
Hang on. No, Martin, it hasn't.
Oh, good, because that would have been bad. Because I'm not scripted at all, I'm doing it off the top of my brain.
Yeah, you're keeping it real.
Keeping it real, man.
Yo.
Bitching, rimming, whatever they say, young people these days. Actually, I probably don't say rimming.
Depends how young they are. I'd certainly hope the very young people don't really say rimming much.
Dilly's been exceptionally strange today.
Was he?
Yeah, it's slightly more tentative than usual.
Ah.
Usually comes in leaps on me. Today was looking slightly...
Yeah, maybe he was confused by there being all of us setting up rather than you doing your domestic stuff in the kitchen like you usually do.
But with my frilly pinny on, getting in the kitchen, you know, making some croissants, some scones, some kedgeree.
It's like a scene from the 1950s around here.
No, I don't know why I'm singing the Vets in a Spin music.
I don't think anyone knows that.
I don't know where I am, to be quite honest.
Nah.
Tom, do you know where I am?
Yeah, you're there.
Hmm.
At least you seem to be there from my perspective.
I think he was talking more philosophically.
Oh, you know. In that case, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Always fucked. Never not fucked.
Just never knowing when you're fucked.
Nicely put, Oscar.
Oh, has anybody seen that mawkish... Have we discussed the mawkish John Lewis advert?
I think we have, and I still haven't seen it.
Ah, good.
I don't watch adverts because I only watch the BBC, and anyone that doesn't do that should be thrown out of the country.
This is the BBC.
Woohoo!
Although, talking of dubious adverts, the horrible, horrible Halifax adverts, where they're doing the Halifax radio, which inexplicably they're seeming to present as though people would actually listen to it. Mm. There's a chap in the latest one who looks like a cross between Johnny Vegas and Mick Hucknall.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's the only one who survived the cull, actually, the Halifax staff cull.
Because
they brought in a load of proper actors, and then they just recut one of the adverts just to have him in. Obviously, they like him or something.
But yes, he did come across as being real. So but it just makes you think of the you know, exactly what would have to have gone on for him to exist.
Gaslit bag of spunk.
Yeah. So the weird-looking fucker is the only actual proper Halifax employee left.
Yeah. Idiot hole. No, nobody wants to do a little barbershop moment with me then. A little bit of a cappella.
Oh, no, I didn't.
No, go for it
again. I was too slow there.
Idiot hole.
Idiot hole.
Idiot hole. Ooh, that's bad.
Yeah, it's awful, isn't it? Should we not do that again?
My fanny went over the ocean. And that's our note to selves. Never try that again.
He's never tried that. Right,
so when we get the show together, we're not going to be doing a cappella singing.
No.
Right.
Maybe some acabilk singing. Oh, Kane. Shut it! You toilet! And it's lavatory, darlings.
Oh, yes.
Shut it, you lavatory!
Toilette.
Shut it, you toilette! That doesn't really work. I don't get cockneys.
No, neither do I.
No, I cancel my subscription.
Oh, dear.
Comedy Gold? Comedy Gold?
No.
Comedy Gold? Comedy Gold?
No.
Comedy Gold? Comedy Gold? Never grows old.
No.
Comedy Gold?
No.
So, who's up for...
It's,
yes. Let's all get down to it.
Ew.
What is it for this week?
We've got this whole election thing going on.
Gone on, yes.
We have got our election, well, not quite our election, our poll going on.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, so is it time...
The gentry in suspense.
Is it time for the constituency of Gentlemen's Review South to declare?
Yes.
Yes, I think so. I'll just explain to people who haven't been listening. Last week we had a little bit of a debate.
If they've not been listening, they can go back and listen to it. Don't make it easy for them.
It just
they didn't listen to the last podcast. Go on iTunes or our website and just fucking download the thing.
It just adds to our bandwidth. I'll, you know, quite happily just put one up at a time.
Our bandwidth.
Our bandwidth, man.
Is that like how we're all getting fat?
Yes. That's if we eat data.
Yeah.
Off of Star Trek.
Yeah, I know you've imagined that, haven't you?
That is most enjoyable. Why would have said it in English accent? I don't know.
I don't know. It sounded more like K9 to me.
Yes.
Oh, you haven't been
pounding. Oh, I've been pounding John Leeson, getting him to do the K9 voice.
Is there nothing you won't knock one out to?
Going, yes, master. Oh, yes, master. Yes, master. Yes, master. I'm spent.
That is nasty.
My innards are rusty, master.
Hey.
I saw Ring last night.
Well, that's a typical Friday night for you, isn't it?
And thank you to Nicola Wolf's House of the UK for pointing out where I could buy it. And it was very, very good. I really enjoyed it.
Mm. And it was this was the proper Japanese version,
yeah,
wasn't it? The original.
I'm not going to watch. I'm not going to watch the American version now. I can see how the Americans were doing it. It was spoiling. So anyway, election.
Yes, right.
So I was explaining, wasn't I?
You were explaining, and Tom was telling you not to explain, and then we were having a bit of an argument, a bit of argy-bargy, if you will.
Previously on the Gentleman's Review.
Yes, the last podcast. Well, there's a little debate about whether we should take the podcast into a dark room, or we should keep it in the light, where it would flourish and flower, and and everybody would be happy with it and throw dung on it. And I represented the forces of light, and Tom represented the forces of darkness in his Darth Vader brain.
Yes. So let's go for the results then. So
okay.
if we could have a bit of hush, please, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you. As my position as the returning officer for the constituency of Gentlemen's Review South, I'd like to announce the following results. For Thomas Gary Stringfellow, serious party, 45 votes. Martin John Wolfenden, silly party, 409 votes. But unfortunately, as I'm sure anyone with any grasp of maths could tell you, you'd need to get 410 votes for an overall working majority.
Oh, fuck.
So we've ended up with a hung parliament.
Oh. Who could have seen that coming?
Yeah.
Whoa, no.
That sounded like a really slowed down version of What's New Pussycat.
that was my shaking my fist in slow motion. That was. I really shouldn't have smoked.
No, probably not.
Years ago.
So yes, I'm guessing we're going to have to form some kind of coalition government between silly and serious.
Right, okay.
end up with a podcast that is neither.
Okay, Tom.
We ought to force ourselves together into some sort of coalition.
Okay.
Down a bit. Jesus, why didn't I bring my danger goggles with me?
Oh, God. Ow. Oh, that's quite good now. Ow. Eased in.
There are some things, listeners, that no one should ever have to see.
Or imagine.
And that was one of them.
Still, I feel better about the result now.
There we go.
Yes.
So, next podcast, Tom will be coming in and reading something slightly more serious out.
Hmm.
Prepared and... You'll be presented.
No.
Going through a medley of obituaries.
Yes. Is that any worse
and,
way?
And reports from the news on child rape.
Yes, it's going to be tedious and serious and very, very dull.
No.
We'll flag it up so you can sort of skip through it. I'll make it exactly 5 minutes. So,
no, Tom will be coming
be
in.
A 45-minute monologue on dust.
Now, Tom will be coming in and doing a short news review of the week. As soon as he's got time.
Ooh.
Yes.
We'll even have a music bed because I'm on next week so I can work things.
Wow.
I'll get you a music bed. Something like... Dun, da, da, da. Yeah, something like that. Or perhaps slightly different. Da, 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 da.
How do you reckon? Not just something like...
Yeah, perhaps with a beat behind it, sort of...
That would be brilliant.
That's on that sample. I think just sample it and get that used.
I think that's already giving me a really good idea of what next week's going to be like.
Oh god. The laughter makes me cough.
I'm sure we're all looking forward to that now.
Yes, I'm I'm rimming myself. No, riveted.
If you were rimming yourself, I would be simultaneously impressed and disgusted.
I'd be never out of my bedroom, mate, if I
but
did that.
In fairness, probably mostly impressed.
Yeah, I'd be permanently in bed. Not rimming myself, though. That'd be horrible.
No.
God, the amount of wet wipes you get through. Just preparing the area.
Just be permanently in bed just thinking about the fact that you could.
Yes. Curled up in a little ball. You know, like a dog can, where they can curl up and you can sort of pick them up and carry them around and put them on a shelf.
Mm.
Not like Dill today, who's spread out all over the sofa.
He has. He is a bugger for taking up as much room as he can get away with,
well,
isn't
he's
he?
He's a big dog. He needs a bit of stretchy space.
Oh, yeah. He's a proper-sized dog. Not like the dog that I nearly ran over on the way here today. It was one of these dogs that's about the size of a fucking hamster.
Oh, God.
Being walked along the pavement by the side of a busy main road on one of those extendable leads, which its fuckwit owner hadn't locked off. So it just decided, it obviously seen something the other side of the road, and just decided to make a run for it. And the lead just extended and let it run into the road.
And the worst thing was, you were driving Brum at the time, weren't you?
Yeah. Stupid people for buying a stupid shit little dog like that in the first place. And stupid for letting it run into the road, you assholes.
Yes, assholes.
Yeah.
Assholes! Perhaps we could get Dennis Leary in to sing a song about assholes.
Possibly. I don't think he's done that before, has he?
No.
You should write and suggest it.
Yeah, dear Dennis Leary, now that Bill Hicks is dead and you've got nobody to copy, would you like to make another song about assholes?
A little bit of politics there.
Yeah. I just thought he should have topped himself. Bill Hicks is dead. Fill me with tumours! Fill me with tumours now! Ah!
Just like buying up all the glow-in-the-dark clocks he could find and scraping the paint off and eating it.
More cigarettes! Why is he talking like that? I have no idea!
Drinking petrol.
Well, talking about bizarre accents, did you hear the interview with Russell Crowe and Mark Lawson on Radio 4?
No, I did not.
It was very funny, because he's doing this new Robin Hood film.
Yes.
And somebody called it a prequel, but they've not made any others.
See, it's a prequel to today.
Yes, that was it.
It's all happens before the events of right now these days.
Yeah, that's impressive. Yeah. And Mark Lawson just pointed out that his northern accent had a hint of Irish in there. And Russell Crowe went, right, mate, you've got dead ears. You've got dead ears?
Yeah.
Like mouldering on the side of his head, you know.
Maybe that was more a threat. He was just saying, I'm going to kill your ears.
Like a dead arm. I'm going to have dead ears.
Yeah, you're dead. You're not dead, but your ears are.
He's going to punch them in the ears until they're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it might work.
That's obviously it. Yeah.
Got really, really stroppy about it. I don't know what it is with Russell Crowe. I like him as an actor, but why is he such a cunt?
He's Australian.
Ah, that's the one.
Racist.
They're not a race.
Racist.
They're all from fucking Essex. That's where they're from.
That's all right,
from.
Then.
They're all Essex stranglers. That's
it's
what they
allowed.
Are.
Not enough of them to be a proper race. And they live in the wrong hemisphere.
They're all bread stealers. Chicken coopers. Making chickens into barrels.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, nice little image in my head. More
but
beer
at least,
should
at least,
be meaty, don't you
At
think?
Least being a Johnny Foreigner, he's got an excuse. It's not as bad as Anthony Hopkins' accent, which I'm sure I talked about when I went to Wolfman.
Oh, right, I've not seen that.
And it was like a tour around the British Isles. Every sentence he said in a slightly different accent.
Hello there, how are you today? I'm not too bad at all, thank you. Yeah. Well, that's a nice thing you've done.
Oh, there's a wolfman on the moors.
I think they was the Angels and Demons when they were reviewing that on the Simon Mayo.
That was a shit film.
And it must have been Ewan McGregor's accent. And every person that they spoke to, like the people doing the weather or the traffic, they were saying, right, tell us what you reckon this accent is.
It amazes me that British actors can't do British accents. They spend too much time in America, you see, that's the thing. They lose it.
Yeah.
Look at Hugh House. He's been out there for ages, and he's not only changed his surname, he's changed his accent.
Yeah.
No good. I want him to go, ooh, Blackadder, whoa!
Well, like he was in the first series of House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sell out.
Although, that is another Kevin Bishop show section. Did you ever see that awful...
Oh, God, I saw the trailer for... I know what you mean. I saw the trailer for that one.
But... Oh, fuck off, Bishop.
Is it wrong to not know who this person is you keep referring to?
No, you're very lucky if you don't know who he is.
I'm sure he's a nice man.
Really? I'm not. I think he's a dick by the looks of it.
All right.
I mean, you know, I'm saying that on the basis of nothing much in particular, but I think he's probably a dick.
It was my New Year's resolution not to slag too many people off in this podcast, but...
You're such a pussy.
Oh, fuck
him. Not that they ever listen to it. If they all listen to it, that would be really bad. It's kind of... No. Mm. It's unlike ever meet Kevin Bishop because I never go to the TV Quick Party or anything like that. Or Heat Magazine's Top 100 Sexy Men.
Are we not in that?
No. Nobody knows who we are for some reason.
How odd.
It's weird, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's
just crazy.
We do this podcast for at least three people, and even they don't know who we are.
None of them think to write into Heat Magazine and get us put up for the Sexy Men competition.
Oh, actually, I've been getting emails this week about the iPhone app question I put out last week on the last podcast.
Do you want to remind people what that was?
Yeah.
Previously on The Gentleman's Review.
Oh, no, the kippers are falling from space. And shit. I'm getting an iPhone. I was going to be getting it this week, but then I got my brain wrong, and I'm actually getting it next week. It's so boring. Really.
I would have got loads of stuff prepped for today, but I thought, no, Martin will have his iPhone. We'll just be talking about that for the whole time.
Yeah. And so I asked the gentry what applications you should get for it. And they all replied, not all of them, but some of them.
Mm.
I got about 13 replies. I'm not even going to list who sent them, simply because they were all Grindr, which is a gay cruising application. So all they think I get up to is walking down the streets bumming men.
You wish.
Mm-hmm.
God, yeah. Actually, no.
Make your mind up.
Ah, yeah, I like my bed. It's full.
Nobody liked an indecisive homosexual.
That's what killed Oscar Wilde in the end.
Indecision, chronic indecision.
Yeah.
So you're still going to get this app, though?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you might as well give it a whirl. unless it's expensive.
Yeah.
And unless my house is besieged by rent boys who can detect that I'm sitting at home watching television.
Do you think that's it? They've got all got like little scanners they drive up and down to find out who's
beep. Oh, there we go. In there, bend over.
There'll be 10 deep brain at your door and you'll be just in here wanting to watch Star Trek or something.
Yeah, that's kind of my life.
Fuck off, red boys.
That is my life. But somebody could actually come and sit on my face and I just tell them to fuck off because I'm watching Doctor Who. It's just no good, you know.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll, matey.
Yeah.
I'm going to join Oasis now, the split up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to create a new band.
A nude band?
A new band.
Ooh.
It could be a nude band as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it Open Paw Be Yourself Once More. And there'll be a tribute to Oasis, but better and less stroppy.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, well.
And more middle class.
Oh, well, that's an improvement anyway.
Yeah.
I always thought one of the biggest failings of Oasis was that they weren't more middle class.
I think I'm going to fuck Patsy Kensit.
Ooh.
I won't enjoy it, but I'll fuck her anyway. For the lads.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. Split. Are you going to give her one from me?
Yes. I'm going to split her in two for you.
Yeah. You like taking a car jack with you or something?
Yeah. Well, you know, you need to these days. It kind of snaps shut after the last one.
Nah.
Went into spasm.
Spasm's a good word. I like spasm.
Spasm.
Yeah.
It's like a really stupid chasm.
Mm.
So we go climbing. Yeah, let's go to the spasm. Go to
spasm. Mm.
It's actually just a field. Perfectly flat field.
Yeah.
That's why it's a spasm. Does anybody get my
joke?
Do you see?
I don't understand. Explain it to me more.
It's flat, so yeah. Not actually a chasm. There's no chasm there, so it's a spasm. Mm. But then again, that sort of pejorative term, spaz, is not particularly politically correct, so I don't know why we're using it.
I don't know.
We're obviously horrible human beings.
You are.
Yeah.
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 Oh, Martin, you've let us all down.
I rape swans.
Yeah, we knew that.
I think I mentioned that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you do a song about that?
Raping swans?
Yeah.
I should do, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Rape a swan, rape a swan.
I mean, really, if you're feeling lazy, you could just nick the tune off I Eat Monkeys and just do it over that.
I rape swans, swanny swans, swans. I rape swans all night long.
There you go, that's next week's musical interlude sorted.
I'm just aware this week that we're a bit more relaxed than normal.
Are we?
Yeah. Oh. So what I'm going to do is, I think we should wake ourselves up by, I'm going to surprise you all, I'm going to say something that's going to make you jump.
Okay, hang on, I want to get into not paying attention, okay. So I'll be more surprised. Okay. Hang on.
Yeah, let me drift off.
Da, 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 da. Boo! Ah! Oh. There you go. You've all woken up now.
Now you scared Dill.
I'm actually. Poor Dill.
Oh, isn't he a dick?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
That's a nasty look you're getting there. For dog.
Bite him. Bite him, Dilly.
Bite him. It's kind of licking me a bit. There we go. He's laying down again, having a nap. Which isn't that just like life, really? You get a shock, you lay down, you have a nap.
Yeah. It's like your life, anyway.
Yeah, it's the ECT.
It's the what? The ECT?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes me tired afterwards.
Etc. That didn't even work.
Comedy shit. Full of shit. Comedy shit.
So now there I was on the first three repetitions thinking, oh, is he going to come up with something good that actually rhymes properly?
I was...
No.
My brain went into panic for a few seconds, and I was thinking...
What rhymes with shit? I don't know. Shit. Shit does.
I think we should just become Mock the Week. I think we should just do that.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, we should become Mock the Week. Yeah. I'm going to cut you.
No, I this week... I actually struggled through an entire episode of Mock the Week.
What, all 2 hours of them?
Yes. I hope you and Michael Legg are fucking pleased with yourselves for inciting people to do that.
Actually, it's Michael Legg's fault. He introduced me to it.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean, inciting?
Well, they're bloody encouraging it, the pair of them.
Yeah.
I heard them saying it was shit.
Yeah, but
I'm not going to listen to something that sounds as shit as they're making it out to be.
In an encouraging you to listen to it kind of way, it was fucking awful. And the thing is, it wasn't even the one you'd mentioned where they mispronounced some... I can't remember what it was, detritus.
They couldn't say detritus.
Well, it was obviously the next one, although they did manage to mispronounce the word orchid as orchid.
All three of them had to go.
Whether they thought that was where you get ipples from, I don't know. But
are they just
ipples and pears?
Are they just immigrants reading from a script?
What? Bloody hell, don't say that. That gets back to them that you said they were immigrants. They'll come out and cut
you. They'll cut your face, mate. Yeah, they do sound like some very scary South London types. Mm. I'm assuming that's where they are. But it's, yeah, you've kind of got... I mean, just listen to Precious Little, they'll explain it.
Yeah, for the love of God, don't actually listen to Mark the Week.
But I keep listening to it. I can't stop listening. And then they're reading their reviews, which said, this is the worst piece of internet detritus I've ever come across. And they went, yeah, it's the worst piece of internet detritus. Detritus. What's it? What's his word, mate? Detritus. And this one, oh, I don't know. Dentists. Oh, ooh. Fucking cunts. They're not cunts. They're doing a legitimate podcast. they're recording it. They're not doing anything different to us. It's just that they're slightly less middle class. And
I would dispute that. Yeah, I'd dispute that the only difference between us is that we're more middle class.
No, we're not, of course. We're all working class.
Yeah, I'm not.
I am.
I never have been.
Oh, but yes, it's awful.
Bloody, sorry, I'll stop hitting my microphone now.
But I've been listening to another podcast this week, and it's one I've been listening to for a while, but I've been trying to make up my mind about.
What's that?
It's the Colonel radio show.
Oh,
podcast.
Yes, I've listened to a few Colonels. And yes.
The two lads on it are really, they're incredibly
sexy,
eloquent, I'm going to say. And the comedy characters are funny and they're good. But what the Colonel character, who occasionally goes into slightly racist rants about Muslims, problem is, it's too good.
Mm.
He's not building in there the kind of what you should be building into that character, which is that this is not my own opinions.
Does it need a bit more ironic distance, do you think?
It does, I think so. And so I've been listening to it, and I think it's really good, and I think it's a really good character, really well done. But I think he needs to pull back a little bit. And but I still listen to it. The Colonel's radio show. Go onto iTunes. It's very funny.
It's certainly worth a listen.
But as I say, yeah, more distance, darling.
And you said pull back.
You just wait until I finish that, just so you can make a laugh at the idea of pull back, aren't you?
Yes, I did.
You haven't listened to a word I've said.
At least I didn't interrupt you. Although you are right. Yeah, I didn't listen to a word because I was just thinking pull back all the time you were talking.
I don't know how Tom feels.
When's he going to stop?
I was just trying to gnaw through the wire leading to my headphones. So I couldn't hear it anymore.
You'll get an electric shock. Martin's talking loud enough at the moment. There'll be enough current going to your headphones for all the noise that it'll blow your head off.
I want an electric cock. It is a cunt.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
It's all pick on Martin Day, is it? Pick on Martin.
Oh, poor Martin.
Poor Martin's never done anything to anybody. Never once killed a man.
Yeah, never once made anyone laugh.
No. Or make plenty of people cry, though. That's an emotional response. It's good enough.
Yeah.
I always say at my gigs, any emotional response is a goal.
Do you count vomit as an emotional response?
That's more of a physical response.
Yeah, I wasn't sure whether it counted or not.
No.
It's a shame, because that's the one you get most often, really, isn't it?
Only my stripping.
Yeah, but that's how you finish off every set.
Why is this?
And sometimes start.
Singing the final song of a comedy set might have been good enough for Les Dawson, but now you've got to do something extra, you know, in the working men's clubs.
Yeah.
Make yourself noticeable.
You've got to raise your game, haven't you?
Yep. Yeah. Sometimes I can't.
No. Tell you what I've been wondering.
Boobs. What? Do tell.
What I've been wondering. I've been wondering the same thing that William Tennant's been wondering.
What's that?
What is your favourite sandwich?
Ooh.
No. Good stereo ooze there.
I quite like pastrami on rye bread.
Do you?
With some pickles.
Ah.
And a bit of cheese.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, my instant reaction is me squidged between Katie Puckrick and Sophie Aldred, but
yeah,
possibly from 10 years ago.
Yeah, all right. How about just for safety? So why don't you just squeeze yourself in between Nicola Bryant and Sophie Aldred? They both are still looking pretty good for their age.
It's certainly a thought. But then I thought I should really go for something bread based. So yeah, I'll continue thinking. What was yours, Tom?
That is an interesting choice. So I'd not thought of it along those lines, but I did text something similar to a friend of mine a while back. But that was, I think that was Freema and Billy.
So
going back a bit now, yeah. But. There's a pub that I go in regularly that has very nice chicken with lemon mayo. which is really good. And also a nice cream cheese and smoked salmon. But I think all-time favourite sandwich was the fantastic toasties that we did, which were the leftover kebab meat with chilli sauce and cheese.
Oh, yeah, they were good, weren't they?
If that counts as a sandwich, William, then that's my favourite ever.
No, it does. If you hadn't already bagged it, I might now go for that one. But no, I think there was a deli in Leeds that did a very nice chicken and bacon and cheese melty one. That was very nice, yeah. But yeah, the kebab meat and cheese toasties was something to behold. Yeah.
Yeah, Heston Blumenfuck was doing toasties on his show this week. And he made the world's best toasties with truffles and things. I would have liked to have had one of those toasties, but I would have spent most of my time shouting at Heston Blumenfuck.
Yeah.
So he just gets on my tits.
And you don't want someone on your tits while you're trying to eat a nice toasty.
I'm going
to
make a nice omelette, but I'm going to use test tube, a monkey's spunk, at the head of a virgin. Oh, fuck off!
I'm going to make it from 4,000 seahorse eggs that I'm going to crack into this gold pan.
So we managed to skirt fantastically around the election. Which means
we have.
We've not talked about...
We sort of touched on it very briefly. And
colossally
then
not quite effective election night piss-up that we tried to do.
Yeah, I think the big flaw in it, for people that weren't following us on Twitter, it was essentially we had four different colours of drink. We had, to paraphrase Chumbawamba, we had a blue drink, we had a red drink, we had a yellow drink, and we had a green drink for the three main parties and then green for other, and we were going to have a drink every time one of the results came in. But I think the flaw was, is the results start coming in quite late and then come in quite slowly, so by the time they really pick up pace... it's about sort of 2-3 in the morning, and you're knackered.
Yeah, we'd not. And also, from my perspective as a Lib Dem supporter, just colossally depressed by that point. I didn't actually feel like drinking anyway.
There was a worrying amount of yellow drink left at the end of the night, wasn't there? About 5 in the morning.
God, most of the red went first. That god awful Lambrini.
Oh yeah, oh, that wasn't that
had to
bad.
Investigate, because neither of us actually realised we didn't know what Lambrini was.
No, we bought it purely on the basis of the colour, but we had to look it up to see what it actually was. Did it turn out, was it actually wine?
It's sort of wine.
It was just pissy weak wine, isn't it?
Winey.
Yeah.
Blue and sort of orange alco pop, and then...
Yes, well, it wasn't just orange alco pop, it was your Irnbra alco pop, wasn't it?
Yeah, I suppose, Irnbra.
Yeah. and then... Oh, yeah, it was green G&T, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being a cheapskate, I already had loads of tonic in, so I went and got some green food
rather than buy more booze, just buy a small bottle of food colouring.
Greeny.
Yeah,
but I felt really sorry for Gordon Brown when he left. It was just kind of a man who's been whipped. Being whipped and whipped and whipped until he just was a bloody pulled mess.
Yeah, but to be fair, unlike John Major, who went through a similar amount of shit of a slightly different type. Gordon Brown brung it on himself.
Well, you know, that's true. That's very true. But now he's gone away, back up to Kilcuddy, where he's from, to raise haggis in the woods.
Oh, is that what he's doing now when he's retired?
Yeah.
Aww.
I'd certainly raise my haggis if I was married to his wife.
I was just about to do something similar, actually, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know
you have a preference for her out of the party leader's missus.
I think in order it would have been Gordon Brown, Nick Clegg, and a fairly distant third actually for Cameron.
Yeah, but you know, she is now prego, so that sort of brings her back into consideration.
Well, it does for you, because you're a filthy filthy pervert. But
why you say that like it's a bad thing?
Oh no, sorry, I didn't mean that in a disparaging way.
but I was a bit cross, because I was going to discuss today the tit grope. I was watching that on the news, and he leant in and grabbed his wife's right tit.
Was that the headline story?
And sadly, Have I Got News For You did it last night. So
I saw the picture. It didn't look like he was groping a tit to me.
Well, it did. It looked like he was going to go and have a quick squeeze and then sort of move down slightly to rest his hand on a massive, massive belly.
Yeah.
She's not even pregnant.
I reckon. Is she like a robot?
Yeah.
And there's a midget in there that's piloting her around.
Yeah, she keeps walking around going, 2 weeks! 2 weeks! And her face appears, and then Arnold Schwarzenegger pops out.
Yeah.
Or Pete Mandelson, one of those two.
Yeah.
You know, it's always a toss-up. You never see them in the same place together, do you, those two? Peter Mandelson and
Martin was just saying how he tosses it up to Peter Mandelson.
Well,
imagine having sex with him. It'd be horrible.
I'd rather not imagine having sex with him.
Yes, that's most satisfactory up my bum. Yes. It's not up my bum, it's in my ear. No, it's up your bum. No, it's not up my bum, it's in my ear. No, it's up your bum, Peter. It's not on my bum, it's in my ear. Okay, it's in your ear. It's up my bum.
You know, you say most satisfactory. You're being a bit overly flattering of yourself there.
Possibly. Little acorn seed you'd grow.
Aww. I was just thinking, if Rory Bremner listens to this, he must be crapping himself.
Oh, yeah.
His career's finished.
Well, there was a bit of sort of satire bitchiness going on the news. There was a bloke doing drawings on, I think it was either Sky News or BBC News. It was a news channel.
Yeah.
And he was having this, being interviewed outside on Parliament Green.
He was doing drawings, you
say? Doing drawings. He was a political cartoonist.
Oh, right.
And
was he drawing everyone with white tops on so he had room to write their names on so you knew who they were?
No, it's Kevin Bishop. And he was drawing pictures of Cameron and of Clegg. And he said that he'd heard that Rory Bremner can't do impersonations of any of those people. Mm. And he said, yeah, he's not going to be on television for very long, is he? Carried on drawing.
What a cunt.
But then again, Rory Bremner has never been able to do impersonations of people, unless it's happened to be Murray Walker, who's rarely going to be going for some sort of
Do you think every election he is sitting there with his fingers crossed thinking, please... Please, Murray Walker.
Please be Murray Walker.
Get a slot on the cabinet.
So he can do the Nicky Lauder impersonation.
Do you think he rings up whoever's Prime Minister at the time, does an impression of who their second in command is, and goes, I think we should make Murray Walker a minister.
Yeah. And Nicky Lauder. Go on, Nicky, so I can do that.
Go on.
There goes Nicky Lauder. There goes Nicky even louder. Ha ha ha. Welcome to the 80s.
Yeah.
Is Murray Walker still alive?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
That's good.
Ooh, yes.
It's good for him.
I'm glad he's not...
good for all of us, but it's particularly good for him.
I'm glad he's not dead. Which you can't say very often these days.
Can you? No. What, do you think most people, you're not glad they're not dead?
I don't know. I do have people who would be quite glad if they were dead, but that's a horrible thing to say, isn't it?
Horrible, but at the same time, possibly quite funny, like depending on who you mean.
Graham Norton, for instance.
I'm more ambivalent towards him.
I think
you'd have to do something pretty drastic for me to want him actually dead.
Paddy McGuinness.
Likewise. Take or leave.
See, I don't think you're anywhere near as all angry in that as you say.
No, perhaps.
Not very good examples. That's all you've managed to come up with.
Can we perhaps think of another one? Perhaps we could think of...
Peter Kay.
Dead or alive? Gotta make a choice.
And again, I think he's got to the point where he's just beneath my notice.
I'm cocking my pistol.
Oh, I say.
McIntyre.
Michael McIntyre.
Dead.
The thing is, as shit as he is, he sounds like he's probably quite a nice bloke.
Dead. Cunt. Dead.
I don't know. I've heard he's a cunt.
Have you?
I've heard, yeah.
Oh, right. I might be wrong.
Martin's heard, must be true.
Hey.
I, a bloke, fat bloke said to me, yeah.
Oh, right.
Fat bloke down the pub. nothing like referencing an old Enfield show.
Yeah, badly.
Remember his bloody name.
Yeah.
I've overdosed on politics. I had a week of being really, really... I was at 3 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
Well, 3 a.m. today, watching the Parliament Channel's Best of the House of Lords 2010.
Jesus.
I thought, no, just leave it. Just go to bed. It's over now.
They didn't, at any point of that, did Baroness Farsi do a little sort of kinky dance?
No.
Oh.
Sadly not. What?
Did Lorna Donis do a gun show?
He might have been off camera doing one, but...
Yeah.
Didn't.
And his little posing pouch.
Rippling his ribs.
Who scandal? Yeah.
Nipples and pears.
I was reading piss poor Microsoft website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a story about some parent complaining over the content of this current series of Who.
Fuck them.
Fuck them up the arse.
Yeah, go round there. Everyone on the staff of Doctor Who, go round there and fuck them and their whole family right up the arse.
Now, normally I'd say you'd be a bit sort of premature to form an opinion without hearing the rest of it.
Fuck them.
But not in this case. She was wanking on about the scene where Amy tries to sort of like, well, I say seduce the Doctor, but fuck him, basically.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which I found quite nice.
You're a dirty man.
And the other bit was even better, because it was the use of the phrase, keep buggering on.
Yeah.
In the, by Church. And the woman actually wrote in her sort of ranty bit into the website, I don't care if it's historically accurate, I don't want it broadcast on big time BBC television.
Fucking people.
Is this the 1970s? Is it like, I can't watch Grange Hill because it's got the word damn in it? Are these people so fucking stupid? Yes, they are. Of course they are.
Yeah. And don't forget, you know, what couple of weeks this has been. These are exactly the same kinds of people that have been allowed to vote in a general election.
Yep. Yeah. Benign dictatorship on its way.
It's the only way.
And Dill's in charge.
Yeah.
So we're mostly just eating Bonio.
And laying around and occasionally having a bit of a runabout.
How dictatorial can you be in an entirely passive way?
Well, he can make
laying around and occasionally eating things.
He leads by example.
He'll stand at the door of number 10 whining, waiting to bill it out.
Yeah.
And we'll
go out, have a poo in front of the policeman who can pick it up for him.
Yeah.
And then
in
back
his helmet.
In. Yeah.
the endearing sight of Vince Cable leaving Downing Street on being appointed business minister and having it be shown that the big fuck off car outside was actually his now.
Mr. Cable,
you don't have to walk anymore, Vince.
Oh, that's
take Mandelson's old jag.
it was funny. Mr. Cable, and obviously made that decision in his head. Oh, I'm going like a complete cunt now if I walk back. I'm just going to pretend I meant to do it.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. Well, at least he did it the right way, because if he'd gone for the car and it wasn't his, it looked an even bigger cock. It's at least now he looks like he's got a bit of humility.
Yeah, it looks like when you fall in the street and you try and make it look like you meant to do it.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I meant to fall in your child and kill it.
No, I didn't trip up. I was trying to fuck your child.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right then. You'd have looked a fool otherwise.
Yeah. Oh, you. Go on then. You might as well finish up.
I'm going to be really interested to see what Private Eye comes up with for its sort of fortnightly sort of page strip for whoever is the leader of the country. She's moved on from what they had Vicar of St. Albans for Blair, didn't they? And then it's been the supreme leader. Yeah. They must have been working on it. They must have thought of this was a possibility.
It's interesting
to see how they're going to play it now. We've got some sort of weird double leadership coalition type thing. But weirdly, on Have I Got News For You, Hislop seemed quite happy with the idea. Because it was him that said that basically all the arrangement they got now just sort of cuts out the loonies from the fringes of both parties and you might actually get something sensible done.
Yeah, I think I'm generally ambivalent to it. It's kind of, it's happening, and that's it, really.
Fuck it. My party leader's deputy prime minister. Going around Halifax waving my cock at all known Labour supporters. Take that.
Oh, yeah, you're a proper party boy now, aren't you?
Absolutely.
You party animal, you.
I might even vote next time. That's how excited I am by the
Blimey.
Process.
Yeah, there was a weird... I went into...
Billy Bragg. Billy Bragg was on telly saying that he was happy with it. I mean, fuck's sake.
Oh, well, love kids, the Tories. We all love the Tories. The Tories, we all love. Up the Tories, they're all great.
Hey.
Actually,
that sounds more like a song from My Fair Lady.
Actually, I wrote a piece about that on Brain Jam, which is a website that we used to have, which I'm resurrecting at the moment.
Yes, I was having a look through some of the old stuff we wrote when we were about 10, by the looks of it.
Oh, yeah, it was 10 years ago. That's when it was started out.
On a bike.
And you won't be able to look at much on it at the moment. It'll be launched on Monday, but it's at www.brainjam.co.uk. And I wrote a piece about a character of mine called Jeremy Tench meeting Billy Bragg in the Groucho for a drink, and he was writing a musical about how much he liked Maggie Thatcher. I mean, more interesting for a future documentary about, they've done them. They've done all the dramatisations. Road to Finchley. So many women were playing Thatcher at one point, you couldn't get into RADA unless you could do a quick, "I'm Margaret Thatcher."
That was very good.
A country.
Yeah.
There's no society. The lady is not for turning.
I'll edit one of those in as the actual thing I said.
Yeah.
You know.
The Belgrano.
Oh dear, it takes me back. It's a bit of a nostalgia trip, that. Yeah. Like she was in the room.
Oh, I tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, do you remember those days? That the BBC have gone all 80s all of a sudden.
Have they?
Yeah, they're doing a whole sort of 80s strand on BBC 2 and 3 and 4. It's kind of coming to the end of the series of Ashes to Ashes, and the entire thing will be wrapped up at the end.
I've not been watching that.
I've not. No, I've got them all recorded, but just missed out for some reason.
And so the BBC are now doing various dramas set in the 80s.
Ooh.
Which is a bit depressing that they're doing things set in the 80s, which doesn't seem that long ago.
Yeah, I don't like any
but
bit of my
when you think about
any
it.
Bit of my life being held up as historical drama.
No. Especially as it is just what you what people remember it as being rather than what it was actually.
Yeah, because there's that tedious looking one of Boy George, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
On either next week or around now.
Is that the one with the dreadful blonde bloke in it who was in Love and Monsters?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, but it has got Horn off of Horden and Corden.
Oh, God, no. I'm not going to watch that.
Mark Warren is like your thing. He's in it.
Mark Warren, yeah. Oh, I can never watch him.
And again, he's in everything.
I don't mind him particularly.
He just makes me want to break my television.
Perhaps
I'm being just a bit harsh on him, but I don't like him.
Really? You mean harsher on your television?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, what's your telly ever done to you? Yeah.
And Nick Frost's being a big fat man with long hair in the 80s.
I was trying to figure out who he was
that.
Being.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've seen the trailers.
No.
I just thought it was just a drama. I don't know if it was actually based on anything. I might be wrong. I frequently am, you know.
Yes, we all know that.
I think they should do a BBC. I think should be do a BBC period drama.
You shouldn't sound so excited at that. Oh, really?
I think they should do a BBC period drama of RoboCop, a six-parter.
That would be nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the theme tune?
That's the theme tune to BBC's version of RoboCop.
That was really good. Actually, talking about, I was reading something about theme tunes on the Beeb News website. Yeah. There was something about the theme tunes for BBC's and ITV's election shows.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a bit, one of them, the guy who ever did the BBC one was saying how, you know, his little soundbite was, of course, people are only going to hear it once, so it's vitally important you make a good impression. And I thought, well, surely, really, it's a case of people are only going to hear it once, so it doesn't really matter if it's shit.
Well, we missed out on the first sort of 3 hours because we were on...
We were watching the Channel 4 one, weren't we?
Channel 4. Yeah. More people watched Channel 4 than watched ITV.
Yeah, good.
During that 3 hours.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's how shit ITV News is.
And I was watching on Twitter about everybody saying how shit the Channel 4 coverage is.
I thought it was all right.
It was fine.
Yeah.
A lot of people were getting bored with the Come Dine With Me.
The Come Dine With Me was a bit poop, yeah.
Which was the main reason people were...
Although Rod Liddell, as much as he does come across as being a bit of a dick, did do a very funny impression of Derek Hatton.
Yeah, so. God, yes.
Possibly the best and only decent thing he's ever done.
Yeah.
But the rest of the night. I loved the thing, one tweaks, which was saying, I'm bored with this now, it's just all too scripted.
Is it a television programme
with
an auto-cue?
Yeah.
They generally would write stuff before auto-cue went in.
Do you think they go on Twitter every time there is any drama on the telly and just start saying, all right, I'm watching this, 5 minutes later, I'm bored with this, it's too scripted.
Yeah. A doctor looks like he's had his right line written for him.
Yeah.
And those aliens look like men in suits. Yeah.
Went to the theatre tonight, walked out halfway through, it was too scripted.
Yeah. They were shouting in that. Which is my pretty much like what theatre is. It's shouting in that.
Yeah, but you're underplaying it, Martin. There's a very specific trained technique for how you shout.
More like
if
this!
You are an actor.
Ah, here comes Godot, coming to rape me again.
Yeah.
That was the first line of Waiting for Godot. Do you see, I did that in a really actorish sort of way.
That was very good. I actually thought there was an actual actor, maybe Ian McKellen, in the room with us.
Yes.
Hello, I'm Ian McKellen. I've got a strange voice now, I don't know why I'm talking like this.
I'm playing a part of a man with a voice like this, so this is a perfect impersonation of Ian McKellen.
Flawless.
He's a fucking professional, isn't he?
Yeah.
Did you see the Ian McKellen story in the news this week?
No.
They must be doing the Waiting for Godot down in Australia somewhere.
Mm. Yeah.
And he was just getting a breather, so he was outside sat on a bench just getting like some fresh air in his tramp's costume, and someone tipped him a quid.
Oh, bless him.
Say it was a quid he wouldn't have had otherwise.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why, yeah.
Oh, Gandalf's got to let himself go.
Was it just real? Did the dog just go upstairs and then come back down? And
say it went up for a wee.
Might have gone, yeah.
Well trained as a dill.
Like the dogs and dog judo, they can sit down and have a wee on the loo.
He's a clever pup.
I love dog judo.
It's good, yeah.
www.dogjudo.com. Go and visit it. It's funny.
We've been very good at plugging other people today.
We have. You know, unlike Collings and Herring, who just spend the fucking
selves.
Entire thing up here, plugging themselves. The entire thing.
I was watching a video of some ladies plugging themselves before I came up.
Ah. Well, I admire your honesty.
Regular Saturday morning for you, isn't it?
Aye.
I was laying on my back sleeping.
No better way to come round than a cup of coffee and some butt plugging action.
Delightful.
You weren't watching Glass Ass, were you?
Hold on. Me and my pen.
No. I wouldn't.
No. I probably spoke about this on the last podcast, but I did some investigation to various internet videos that were out there. And this was prompted by listening to the Trap podcast where they had a drunken special where they showed Michael Legg various unpleasant videos. And nearly all of those videos, apart from one, were fake.
Yeah. Which one wasn't?
The glass ass, that is actually a real glass smashing in an ass. But when the man chops his penis off, that was made by some special effects students.
Yeah.
And at the end of the original video, it said, "This is a fake." Mm-hmm. But then people just chop that off and put it back out again. if you excuse the not pun. Two girls, one cup, that's chocolate.
Yeah, Scatella, wasn't it?
Yeah, the chap who makes those videos also use chocolate. And he's quite famous in Brazil for his scat videos. He also uses chocolate.
That's very specific.
It is, yeah.
It's very famous in Brazil.
I bet they have a parade for him every year, just throwing chocolate at him.
Nowhere else in South America.
Yes, just Brazil.
Yeah. You know, Ecuador, no fucker knows who he is.
That's it, yeah.
Brazil,
no.
Can't leave the house.
So yeah, those two, two fake. One real, two fake.
Oh, I see what you did there. That's very good.
Ah-ha-ha. Right to Paul Daniels, because he's obviously got time on his hands these days. This might be in a niche for him. Weird internet fucked up videos.
Yeah.
Paul Daniels.
It'd be more, because really, you'd write to Paul Daniels and he would just, by return of post, send you back a video he had already made with his wife about on that very same thing.
He's a man who does scat.
That he just, Paul Daniels. Just happens to have had laying around.
Fair enough.
You like it, but not a lot.
Yes. Debbie McGee certainly didn't.
Scatty McGee, we call her. Down our way.
Since when?
Since now. That's going to be the latest cool internet meme.
Scatty McGee.
Scatty McGee. Is she still the lovely Scatty McGee?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm the lovely Scatty McGee.
Right, so then, gentry, this is your task for the week, is to get the... get the meme of Scatty McGee popular.
Get trending on Twitter, do whatever you want with it.
Yeah.
It's yours now. No. Take ownership of it.
Don't say we don't ever give you anything.
So I still haven't gone to see Iron Man 2 yet.
Yeah, I went to see that. I can't remember whether I'd seen it before the last podcast or not. But
no.
Probably not, because you were saying you were going to see it.
Yeah, and I never went to see it.
And I went to see it that evening. It was good.
Is it good? That's good.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah, worth a watch. Funny and like, all shit exploding and that.
It's good.
It really checks the boxes for what you want it to do.
And it's got Mickey Rourke in it, and I really like Mickey Rourke these days.
Yeah.
I like him more than I did in the 80s.
Yeah, you love him.
No.
You love him. Martin and Mickey Rourke sitting in a tree.
No.
Yeah, you do. You want to touch his bomb.
Never happened, mate. Never happened.
Mark Kermode was going on about the sort of downside of the film for him, which he overall enjoyed. Was that there seemed to be a lot of characters, a lot of things that were solely there to set things up for future films.
Yes.
And somebody emailed into the show, basically saying what an idiot he was for saying that. Anyone that knows anything about the whole, I assume, is it comic strip, is it? I don't fucking know.
Yeah. I believe that's what the kids are calling them these days, yes.
Sort of telling him where all these things were going to be going.
Yeah.
So they were simply implying that we've gone beyond the point where a film should stand alone.
Mm.
I mean, even when they were doing the Lord of the Rings one, they did try and make them so that you could watch the film just on its own.
Yeah.
And then it still work.
Well, in fairness, I think much there were characters coming in that they seemed to be setting up for later films. I don't think it really detracted that much.
Yeah. I think it's a bit suspicious now.
Yeah.
They latch onto something, and the whole thing is geared to the longevity of the franchise.
Mm.
Yeah.
Rather than just actually making a fucking movie that works.
I don't know. Providing that there's a beginning, a middle, and end in the film, and it doesn't have to end in the next film, which I hate. I absolutely hate that. I like the story to be self-contained. That's fine by me.
Although Ridley Scott and the aforementioned Australian chap,
yeah.
when they were being interviewed, said that this current Robin Hood one, that the ending that they chose was really one that they put into the film with their fingers crossed to sort of lead into further films. So.
Yeah.
It's like when you watch The Golden Compass,
which
was set up for an entire franchise, and then nobody ever made the next one because they couldn't afford to.
Which is a shame. But yeah, I was watching the most recent Godzilla on telly the other weekend. And that had the same... Yeah, just like that.
Yeah.
And that had the blatant keying up for a sequel at the end, and that never happened, did it?
Up from the depths, 30 stories high, dum dum de dum.
They should do a feature length of the cartoon of that.
Godzilla. Maybe I'm just too cynical. Because we were saying before we started, I was looking at Martin's little box set of the Back to the Future films.
Yeah. Yes.
And you could look at the end of that first film and say, set up for sequel. I don't honestly believe it was.
It wasn't.
I think it was just a nice
quirky
way of
ending.
Finishing a film.
Yeah.
That afterwards they thought, we could use that.
Yeah, I've listened to the commentary on it. Yeah, it was. Literally, they just wanted to end the film there, so they just did that.
Mm. Yeah, but these days, I think there's far too much of that kind of money-grabbing cynicism around.
I don't mind. If it's a
graceful.
If it's a good franchise, I don't mind seeing two or three films that are good. But if there's like one film that's finishing, I don't know.
Yeah. So in summary, then, you prefer good films to shit films. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, on balance, yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's a very interesting and possibly a little contentious opinion there.
I'll still watch a shit film. You know, I'm quite happy to... Well, I've got Rush Hour 3 up there somewhere.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah.
So, yes, it's a weird old thing. But I do have Robocop on Blu-ray, and I might watch that tonight with all this 80s-ness going on.
Yeah, do that.
But especially before the BBC one starts next Sunday.
Is it coming up that soon?
Yeah. Colin Firth is playing Robocop.
Oh, that'll be good.
That's the part he was born to play.
Are they going to do what they always do and write a scene where he has to come out of some water?
Yes. It's a little fuse.
Or like metal and shiny and that. Yeah. I'm hoping they release a soundtrack album.
Mm. Yeah. And Keira Knightley's playing the big robot at the beginning that shoots the man in the...
All right, I think she'll be good at that. Yeah. Because I think they're not doing the big twist in it is they're not actually, you know, just having a voice, a robot. It's just going to be her acting as a big robot. And she reckons she's got the acting chops to pull it off.
Yeah, and then they're going to just blow some blood packs on the guy. And that it'll just look a bit strange, I think. But you get used to it eventually.
Yeah. Yeah, because she's just going to have her fingers pointing out like guns.
And then she's going to fall over.
Mm.
That'll be it.
Yeah, well, they've got the, like, close-up of her feet going down the stairs and sort of feeling out the edge. Yeah. Oh, that's going to be ace.
If anybody doesn't know what we're talking about, go and watch Robocop. And why the fuck haven't you seen it?
Yeah, you idiots.
Brilliant as Robocop.
Fucking hell. Yeah. Some people like that make me sick.
Looks great.
Physically sick.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's actually now about this time where Martin gets off his big, fat, lazy ass, and we ask Yoda!
Ask Yoda! Ask Yoda! Ask Yoda!
Ask Yoda!
Yes, it's time for the Gentleman's Reviews only feature, and until we come up with something better, we're not going to let go of it.
Even though it doesn't work.
Nope.
The Force and its wisdom are all around us. Ask you will a yes or no question. Sense the Force in my left hand. Press it and answer you, I will.
Okay, will the Coalition work?
No, I sense this is...
Oh, dear. Well, Yoda, that is not the attitude. We're supposed to be in a new age of hope.
That's you and Norman Tebbit, Yoda.
Yeah, you swat. You and Tebbit, you're like that, aren't you?
No, I feel this will be.
These days, they do look similar.
Yeah.
Concentrate.
Yeah, well, Yoda's not aging well.
Oh, a bit of politics there. Yeah. Has anybody else got a question?
Yoda, do you have to keep banging into the fucking microphone? Oh, he's really getting on my tits now.
The answer you seek is yes.
I didn't even ask a question then.
No, I sense this is...
Yoda.
Oh, yeah, I know I didn't ask a question. There's no mystical talent there.
Concentrate. Feel the Force flow. There, the answer you will find.
Oh, God. Yoda, are we going to come up with a better feature so we can stop doing Ask Fucking Yoda?
I was just about to ask the same thing.
Oh, we're going to get a better feature, apparently.
Hey, that's good. Thank fuck for that.
So everybody go away this week and think of a new fucking feature!
Yes. Oh, God.
Yoda, will you be back next week?
You must feel the Force around you. The answer then clear will become.
Yeah. No, then, that's my thought there.
Let's hope not.
Yeah.
Simple question you ask.
Yeah, thought not.
Good.
Well, it's been a joy having you here, Yoda. But by next week, we're going to have many new, exciting features.
Even better features that aren't as shit as this one.
Any of us can actually get off our asses and do anything.
Something will happen.
Oh, so we'll sing you out for possibly the last time.
Ask Yoda, ask Yoda, ask Yoda.
Oh,
British I'm sorry.
No.
No.
Well, on that staggeringly bad note...
Fuck off.
Fucking interrupting me while I'm trying to do the play out. He needs us to hit him. Hit him hard. Yeah, good. Right. As I was trying to say before I got so rudely interrupted by the little green cunt... So on that desperately unfunny note, from all of us here at the Gentleman's Review, bye-bye!
That was the Gentleman's Review podcast, presented by Andrew Wilson, Marta Wolfenden, Tom Stringfellow. It was produced by the legs of Lady Macbeth. For more information about this podcast, go to www.thegentlemansreview.com.